With off the bench for Tyre Power, buy three, get one free on Falcon Tyres and Macca's. 30 days, 30 deals has been magnificent and all the momentum at Macca's at the moment. It's time now for
the Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the Third Person Self-Congratulator of the Year for John Allen and the John Allen Appliance Sales Hotline, 9800-2266.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussie, after I helped bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Well, I put it this way, Dusty's the only player I don't get insulted being compared to.
Tagger goes bang!
Like the little master, I went, yeah, Sachin Tentagger.
Galsino, skillful.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
I'm a great football player. You know, I know I've been great. I know I will be great. I know I'll continue to be great.
I need a little bit of Liam time.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Over daytime, all right. More over daytime in a moment. This is the third person self-congratulator of the year for John Allen Better, largest better home living floor. How's this? Now open, Pixie. Black Friday deals on all store-wide. You don't need to hide anything there. You can just get what you need. You can beat any online price on stocked items, fridges, washers, TVs, small appliances, the works. John Allen Better Home Living, Knox Ozone, Burwood Highway, One Turner South. Tell them old mate Pick sent you.
Jeez, and they'll be getting some. There'll be some bargains going on.
No doubt. Brennan will sort you out. Get in there. 60 vote week, I hate to say. It's a big one. 198 tag at the leader, 175 Blight second, 83 old mate Picks third. Not saying I changed the game, but I did. Fourth on 71, Gary and Tim, 57. And Gwyneth Paltrow rang me at home on 50 in Jared Waitley. Let's get to 60.
Jeez, that was a great start. Debut by Jared last week.
60 to give away. Two votes to Josh Jenkins.
I'm in rare form. I told you guys off air I tipped a $34 winner at 10:30 last night. You haven't mentioned it yet.
33-1.
So
I like
I'll just
it.
Mention it myself.
Two votes. Picks.
Yep.
Drum roll. Quick drum roll. Zip. Bringing up his double century, Jason Gillespie style. First person ever to do it.
Tags.
David Taggart, first for this.
Yeah, are we allowed to give another sweep out or not?
Yeah, we can. Do you want to text Hutchie, see if we can get another little Sporting Globe voucher, mate?
I don't have to. I do what I want to do.
And then this?
Go away. You don't judge a person, a tipster, on one day or a week. You judge them over a good 3 or 4 month period. And I think we got our noses well in front, mate.
Right. Well, we're still alive
well
in this
said, Tags.
Well said, mate.
There it is.
Extremely well said.
Double century. First person ever to do it. We'll reflect on that in more detail next week.
It was a brilliant performance.
Amazing effort.
He's gone from Stuttgart. He won the Sebi last year, let's not forget. And so he's gone straight to the nearly unbeatable.
He's turning from a Mark War 100 into a Steve War
100. Into a JB medalist.
I like to say. Jared Healy, he's been pixing, gets two.
Former Collingwood president Edward Maguire has texted me through what gets up his goat.
Did you just name drop there, Jared? I hope you got someone near you that can pick that name up for you.
Edward Maguire.
Dwayne Russell of a daytime. He gets 6 votes, picks, having some sort of a year, moves to 46.
I hope one of it's what I was listening to yesterday when I was driving back from Geelong.
First for this.
And you performed in the grand final. Look, I get taken to a lot of great restaurants by my son, who went to Society last week and had that exact dessert. So he was able to talk me through. I mean, he's a big foodie. Yeah. So, you know, we go to a lot of the great restaurants. And Society, you know, it's one of those restaurants, if you haven't got a, you know, a reasonable amount to spend, you're probably not going to go there. But what you get is really bang for your buck. So this dessert that you had to cook was something, you know, ridiculously extreme.
Mm. And then this.
How do you feel having Jared Waitley being a real threat to you on the congratulator of the week on the Hutchie and Pickers show on Saturday mornings? He's just popped up out of nowhere with 50 votes. How do you feel about that threat?
Well, I'm worried because I thought Blighty and I both had 1 and 2 covered and Daylight was third.
Well, he's popped up out of the blue, first timer, 50 points. If one of those, if he pulls another 50, he could be surely behind Dwayne.
Well, let's hope that I continue to get votes, Pete, because we all know this is a fantastic show.
Very clever. And, you know, I was driving back from the Cats yesterday, or from Geelong yesterday, and someone rang up and they were talking about swingmen in footy.
Yep.
Great swingmen. He said, I suggested Jimmy Jess. I said, oh, yeah, Jimmy Jess. I happened to play on him in a state game, and I'm thinking, Really?
He couldn't have said the audio.
Yeah, he couldn't have said. Yeah, I remember Jimmy Jess, but no, I happened
couldn't
to play
have flicked
on
it on the zipper before he got it off.
Well, I think I said it to Zoe, but I forgot she was off at the wedding today.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks. Yeah. Eight votes. He's had a good year too. He's a one-time Sevy winner. You didn't think he would go on with it. You were surprised he won a Sevy.
I forgot about the podcast, see?
Damien Barrett gets eight for this. Big at the start of 2012, the debt was $9 million, and you were stopping them going to the Gold Coast.
Hutch, you helped save them.
That's eight votes.
Yeah, I think it was.
But there's 20 votes. Just see if I can get Zip's attention. He looks distracted.
Oh, he'll be food. Somebody's probably snuck in a sandwich or something.
He looks sad. Maybe the Uber Eats app's down or something.
Something's not right out the back.
20 votes.
He slept and he hasn't eaten.
Glenn Boss, yesterday, extraordinary on the captain's run. First this.
Yeah, obviously my professional writing career is finished after the weekend, but G Boss the professional.
Boss.
Yep.
And then this.
There's more things to life than G-Boss missing out on winning a Caulfield Cup.
G-Bossed himself G-boss. Twice.
Yeah, that's certainly worth votes. Not sure it was worth 20, but anyway.
Oh, I gave it 20. Yeah. And then a second lot of 20. Drum roll if you can, please. It's on for young and old picks. Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, don't tell me. It's Blighty.
He's within five of tags.
He goes to 195.
He moves to 195. And you tell me that this wasn't well-deserved on the back of this.
To Jared every day. He didn't tell me that was coming, but...
Do you know what? I started with him with, we call it something different, talking footy. He was actually host of that for a while after Bruce McAvaney did it. So I did it with him.
It's a bit like you in a way. But Bradman, they could tell a million stories like that, but he was different.
I went out to lunch with him, as I've told you. Yeah, I actually had lunch with him, and we talked about cricket, obviously, and footy. And he quite enjoyed. He did say
he enjoyed your company.
Yeah, he did.
You are.
And a jump. I used to jump. And Jack Flash. And it's Flashback Friday.
Have you been any good in the high jump?
I was all right. At school? Yeah, I was actually. In 18.
What did I ask? Yeah, it wasn't bad.
A couple of things happened today. I should let you know that, as you know, I do a little TV ad called Noel's Caravan.
Noel's Caravans.
Anyhow, we did that today. I actually coached the high school team that I used to play for, you know, as a 19-year-old, 20-year-old. So it was actually good for you. Paul Bartlett, one of your card mates from the real estate company that he's involved in. And, they come and poke their head
picked on you.
Yeah, wanted a photo with me because I was somebody.
Oh, dear. It is very good company over a glass of wine or a bite to eat.
That was 20, wasn't it?
Every bit of 20. Every bit of 20.
And change.
How many did we give him? We're about 60. What did we handicap him? Was it 60 or something?
And he started 5 months late.
5 months late, and we handicapped him 50 or 60 votes, and he's within five of the lead with 195. It's extraordinary.
He's trying to go back to back to back to back.
He can do it.
Within five of tags. Daylight to old mate Uncle Pixie's third.
I've got no way. I'm done.